Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Dave. Dave writes from Bayonne, New Jersey. And Dave writes, we're buying our first investment property. What are the most important factors you think we should consider? Well, Dave, you know, there are many factors, both quantitative and qualitative, that you really should consider and analyze before you even make an offer to buy a property. So I'm going to start by giving you three quantitative factors that you should consider and analyze before you buy. The first is the property's market value. And the safest way to determine the market value of a property is to get an appraisal. You need to know what the property is worth before you can make an intelligent offer on it. Now, appraisals cost money, so probably the second best way to determine value is to get what's called a comparative market analysis from a licensed realtor, ideally, who specializes in selling the kind of property that you're looking for in the area where you're looking to buy. I would stay away from public kind of real estate search portals like Trulia and Zillow, because although they are convenient, the information that they provide is not consistently accurate. Now, a second quantitative factor to consider before you buy a property is the renovation cost to prepare the property for whatever it is that you plan to do with it. And that's another thing, you should really plan what you're gonna do with the property before you buy. But, you know, you wanna get good renovation estimate, and the best way to do that, I think, is to get at least three estimates from licensed contractors in your area. For the most part, depending on where the property is located, the renovation cost will be higher if your goal is to resell the property than it is if your goal is to rent the property. And again, that will depend on the area and, you know, what other rentals in the area are like, right? So, and a third quantitative factor to consider before you buy property is the holding costs that you will incur preparing the property for whatever it is that you want to do, i.e. rent or resell. And to determine that, you want to take first an estimate for the renovation time. You can get that from your local contractors that give you estimates. And you want to add that to the average days on market to sell a property if your goal is to sell after you renovate. So you add those two together to get your estimated holding time. To get estimated holding time, if you're planning to rent the property, you take your estimated renovation time and add it to, you know, the average days on market for rentals in that area. And you can get average days on market to sell or to rent from a local licensed realtor. But what you want to do is, after you get your estimated holding time, whether you're going to buy, whether you're going to resell or rent, take that, you know, estimated holding time and then apply it to your daily holding cost for the property, which will include property taxes, cost of utilities, and other costs associated with maintaining the property. Now, in the next installment, I'm going to give you three qualitative factors to consider before you buy. Thanks for your question, Dave. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at geraldlucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.